Lord of Chaos by Robert Jordan. This book is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. The lions sing and the hills take flight, the moon by day and the sun by night. Blind woman, deaf man, jackdaw fool, let the Lord of Chaos rule. Chant from a children's game, heard in Great Aravalan, the Fourth Age. Prologue. The First Message. Dimandred stepped out onto the black slopes of Shale Ghul, and the gateway, a hole in reality's fabric, winked out of existence. Above, roiling gray clouds hid the sky, an inverted sea of sluggish ashen waves crashing around the mountain's hidden peak. Below, odd lights flashed across the barren valley, washed out blues and reds, failing to dispel the dusky murk that shrouded their source. Lightning streaked up at the clouds, and slow thunder rolled. Across the slope, steam and smoke rose from scattered vents, some holes as small as a man's hand, and some large enough to swallow 10 men. He released the one power immediately, and with the vanished sweetness went the heightened senses that made everything sharper, clearer. The absence of Sidene left him hollow. Yet here only a fool would even appear ready to channel. Besides, here only a fool would want to see or smell or feel too clearly. In what was now called the Age of Legends, this had been an idyllic island in a cool sea, a favorite of those who enjoyed the rustic. Despite the steam, it was bitter cold now. He did not allow himself to feel it, but instinct made him pull his fur-lined velvet cloak closer. Feathery mist.